Chapter 97. When no one answered the door at the chirurgeon's house, Iron Fist broke it down. There was no one inside. Neither the chirurgeons, nor the blackguards, nor Gavin Guile. There was no note, no sign of a struggle.
"They're gone," a voice said outside, behind him. "I've been waiting for you."
And then Grinwoody stepped into the house.
"Grinwoody,"
Iron Fist said. Grinwoody waved a hand.
"That's not necessary. Not here. Not today."
"Uncle,"
Iron Fist said, cracking a grin. The men embraced.
"You understand there was nothing I could do about this," Grinwoody said.
He gestured to the emptiness.
"Is he alive?"
Iron Fist asked.
"Gavin, yes. The blackguard who was here protecting him and the chirurgeons, no. Andros will, no. Even after all these years, I don't know what Andros will do with Gavin. Imprison him until he breaks? Kill him when Gavin disrespects him, as he inevitably will? Elevate him for some purpose? I have no idea. Still,"
he said it with frustrated admiration, as of an adversary who had fought for so long and so well that they were nearly friends. Iron Fist said,
"I was there, within steps of that old scorpion. I could have... Did I fail you, uncle? Did I fail my altar? After all this time, and how high I rose."
He expelled a great breath.
"Do you have it?"
"The white had it hidden just where you said."
Iron Fist handed over the polished, zircote wood box, no wider than his hand and only a few thumbs deep.
"I found no key."
"Your commander's pin," Grinwoody said.
Iron Fist gave it to him, and Grinwoody snapped the pin between his fingers. Iron Fist flinched, but Grinwoody wasn't done. The halves hadn't split, randomly. He took one half and stuck it into the lock. It fit. A line around the box glowed briefly. Grinwoody said,
"Throwing away your life to kill some noble was never to be your altar. There were questions about your loyalty, questions you've quite answered now."
He opened the box a crack and exhaled reverently, then closed it.
"They call us masters of secrecy, and yet in dazzling the eye with lying light, the Chromeria is without rival. They say you're the blackguard because your skin is black, because your clothes are black, because in wearing no color you show that your allegiance is to none of the colors. They say you are blackguards because you surrender your own light of reason to serve as a slave, that you are like the black-robed Luxiats in taking on the humility of colorlessness. They say you serve in the dark. They say 100 things that are all true, all to obscure one central truth. You are called the Black Guard, because you guard the black seed crystal, accessible only with the cooperation of the White and the commander of the Black Guard both. It is the weapon that kills prisms and quenches Luxin. This is the tool that will rebuild the order. This is the pen that rewrites history. This, nephew, was your altar. You have succeeded. You've done more for the Order of the Broken Eye than anyone in 3 centuries.
Why, then, was Iron Fist ashamed? Ashamed that Grinwoody hadn't trusted him. Ashamed that for some few months he thought he didn't have to choose sides, thought that his 2 oaths could be fulfilled without betraying either one, that ancient enemies could be made allies as they fought a common enemy, that his altar might be to kill the Color Prince. He took off his gotra. Too late for that now. Orholm had reached out to Iron Fist, and Iron Fist had just spat in his face.
"What do we do now?"
Iron Fist asked, without inflection.
"How we direct all the resources of the Order hinges on your answer to one question, my nephew, and my right hand. After all you've seen, who is Kip Guile?"
Iron Fist looked at his uncle, the slave, the hidden old man of the desert, the head of the Order of the Broken Eye, and he could almost see fates being written as he chose his words.
He is not Kip Deloria, bastard, that I know. Nor is he Kip Guile. He is the Breaker. He is the Lightbringer, and he is our Diakoptes come again.
Then go, nephew. You have fulfilled your altar, so the fulfillment of your next task will have to come not from your oaths, but from your heart instead. Go and turn Breaker's will, that he may not destroy us as did the last Diakoptes. Go and serve him. Go and save him. Or go and slay him, and with him all the world.